Wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this planet, we welcome you to another exciting edition of our live presentation on this very day. Today's date is Wednesday, the 5th of August in the year of the Most High Elohim 2020, with the time now standing at 12 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. I want to start by first of all apologizing for our late coming. We had some gremlins, some slight technical glitches, but we've tried to rectify it. As you well know, we have a lot of forces, both seen and unseen, working against what we are doing. But I'm glad and I'm happy to say that we are up and running and we are coming to you live and we are direct and we are going to address the entirety of humanity this very evening, morning, afternoon, regardless of where you are. Now, what we are witnessing, for those of you who may not know, is that this evening we may be pushed out on a few occasions from our Facebook page. That is my suspicion. We may be pushed out now and again, but we are always going to return. We will go back. If you're having difficulties listening on my page, please, I will recommend that you go and download the app. It doesn't cost you that much. Actually, in terms of data consumption, it is actually lower data usage on apps rather than Facebook page, because we are having very serious difficulties. I'm sure this is what we are going to experience for the duration of our broadcast this very day. Those of you who are listening via FM, I'm sure that you will not have any interrupted broadcast. But if you're listening via Facebook, I am absolutely certain that things may not go the way it is supposed to go. We are trying to do the best we can, and I do not know. I think it may have frozen. I do not know if people are listening. I don't know if they're still paying attention, because what I can say to you right now is that things are not going very well on that very front. Things are not going very well. We are trying as much as we can to reconnect, but it is not happening at the moment. It is not happening at the moment. We are going to do all we can to make sure that our connectivity is restored on Facebook. But where that proves to be intractable, where that proves to be very, very difficult, then there is very little we can do about it. The only alternative left for us will be to end the program completely and then start all over again. We are live and we are direct and we are doing all we can to see if there is any other way we can at least try to bring you this very live presentation. It is not going very well at all. It is not going very well at all. And we are doing all we can, trying to do all we can to restore coverage. So you may have difficulties. We may have difficulties, but I can assure you we are doing the best we can to make sure we come to you live and direct, and we are going to try another device. We do welcome those who are joining us for the very first time. We are going to try another device to see if that is going to be possible, to try and see if we can connect. We are having severe, should I even say unprecedented interruptions. This very evening, we are going to see what we can do. We are going to see what we can do to try and rectify it. Your Owa Sophia is always the first to come online, which is quite encouraging. We have now tried to reconnect, and I am sure that very platform is going to hold us as we go on through. Let me start by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. And as always, we are live, and we have managed to reestablish the connection on my Facebook page at Mazen and the Canon. If you go there, you will be able to follow what we are doing this very evening. They cannot stop us. They have tried in many ways that they can, but they cannot and will not be able to stop us. Once again, I welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you're domiciled and where you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the Indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the director of Radio Biafra and also Biafra Television. And by the very special grace of Elohim, the Most High, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. What we are going to do this evening, as always, is to try and go through the topical issues, to lecture, to teach, to educate, to enlighten, and to bring awareness to people who hitherto have been blanketed with darkness as a result of their existence in the damnable zoological republic. Therefore, we, as it is customary with us, we must pray a very short and concise prayer, and then after that we will proceed to bring to you, to all of you, what we have in store for you this very evening, morning, afternoon, or night, depending on where you are around the world. And as people will always know, once Facebook cuts us off initially, it becomes very difficult and very hard for people to share again this very page. But I ask you that we are live and direct on my page, and I ask you to go there and continue to share to the ends of this very earth, because darkness would not like light to prevail, but darkness has never ever stopped any light from shining. And they cannot stop us from shining this very evening. The whole world is bearing us witness, and we are doing all we can to ensure that the restoration of Biafra is done in our time this very year, as I keep saying. Now, we must pray wherever you are. I'm going to pray the same prayer that Yeshua prayed. Any time that I feel the need to reconnect our people to the essence of what godliness is all about, this is the same prayer that I pray. Therefore, we pray this very evening to the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this very earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, we pray. He said, we are going to proceed very hastily and very quickly this very evening. If you have forgotten your pen and paper, you will not do justice to yourself. I do recommend, and very strongly so, that you avail yourself of a pen and a paper. And of course, for the Almajiris who are listening, your chalk and your slate is always handy. For those of them that may have passed out of nomadic school, they may use pencil and an exercise book with an eraser, of course. So when they make mistakes, which they are prone to do, of course, they can erase it. Now, we are starting this very evening by laying the foundation, which we always do. As we have always said in recent times, and as I have always written, as I wrote earlier on my page, I said that I have given the instructions that nobody should say anything disparaging about our elders and also about those who occupy high political office. I have said that because I've been holding a series of meetings over weeks with our people, sensible, learned, polished, conscientious elders, and people that mean well for us. They have advised, they have pleaded, and we have listened. We said to them, I did assure them that there will not be any attack against anybody going forward, and I'm sure we have maintained it. And I ask you to maintain it despite the provocation. But this evening, something came to light which it is incumbent upon us to shed light upon, because if we allow this travesty to continue, then it will damage whatever, or should I say, fledgling goodwill that may have existed between us and those of them that we refer to as elders or those who hold sociocultural positions. I must make it very, very clear that the aim of certain individuals who are within Ohanaeze is to diminish IPOB, to diminish the significance of what we are doing, to diminish the amount of work we are doing, and then to subject us to ridicule before our enemies. And why am I saying this evening? It wasn't intended. This wasn't what I intended to start this program with this very evening. But unfortunately for some people, they just cannot help themselves. They cannot help themselves. And it is extremely sad and depressing that people who have spent months, or should I even say years, trying to get a discussion going with IPOB, at the final time that they were given that very privilege, they have decided to mess themselves up and not us. Why am I saying what I'm saying? Before we came on air this evening, news broke, and the headline from the same individual, from the same Janjaweed reporter for Vanguard newspapers, this very boy published something very, very disheartening and very, very painful. Something not related to the discussions we have been having. The headline reads, IPOB asks Ohanaeze to help the proscribed group. Nothing could be further from the truth. The author of this very piece, we have complained to his employers, they don't want to listen. They are doing the work of the Fulani Caliphate, and it is very, very sad. His name is Denis Abu. This same individual, who is always in the habit of publishing falsehoods against IPOB, is at it again. But what shocked me more than anything else is the fact that Ohanaeze gave him the leeway, or should I say, the opportunity to write the drivel that he wrote and published on Vanguard newspaper early this evening in Biafra land. We have been holding meetings with Ohanaeze. It was never our intention, and it is not our intention, to publish the details of any high-level meetings we have with individuals or groups of individuals. We are having such meetings with people right across the entire ethnic groups that make up this geological republic. People must listen very carefully. I have been involved in a series of high-level meetings where, after that very meeting, we caution everybody. Nothing from this meeting goes outside, because we know those that we are confronting. We know who the enemies are. But do you know that I have held meetings with Oduduwa groups, Yoruba? I have held meetings with Middle Belt. I have held meetings with people from Southern Kaduna. We have not released not one single statement from those meetings. But lo and behold, now that we have had only two meetings with Ohanaeze, only two meetings, they have now given their own interpretation, or should I say coloration, to our discussions. Rather than it being IPOB and Ohanaeze coming together to forge a common front against a common enemy, the headline we're getting this evening is IPOB asks Ohanaeze to help the proscribed group. What they are trying to do is to say to their Fulani masters that the proscription of IPOB, that the tagging of IPOB as a terrorist organization, is working. Because if it is not working, why would IPOB come to us to ask us to help deproscribe them? Which is a lie. We have the recording, we have the full audio of this very meeting. It is not my intention to release it. But if I hear or read this type of nonsense again, I will publish the entire text and audio of that very meeting. Very, very shocking indeed. We had our first meeting in Anambra State. And yesterday, and the early part of today, the meeting moved to Enugu. And the reason why I agreed or accepted to have this meeting with Ohanaeze was because elders, people that I respect, the Mbazulika Mekis of this world, the Onyeko Wenus of this world, the Patutomis of this world, my brother Ngozi Odumoku, the Professor Nwalas of this world, Archbishop Obinna, Archbishop Chukwuma, Archbishop Ede, Senator Chris Anyanwu, these are people that asked me, told me specifically, that I should not say anything disparaging, I should not say anything that may be construed or seen as being condescending against Ohanaeze, against the leadership, against anybody, be they politician or elders. They spoke to me and I said, out of respect and regard that I have for these individuals that I've just mentioned, I said, I will not from that day going forward. And I have not. And following from that, when the request came for a meeting with Ohanaeze, I agreed that that meeting should go ahead. And that meeting went ahead, the first one. Did he hear it from me? When we first met in Anambra, did anyone hear it from me? The world never knew that we're having meetings behind the scenes. We agreed that the details of those meetings should not be made public. As a result of that, because they kept to their end of the bargain, as a result of the very first meeting, we now scheduled to have a meeting yesterday with the Ohanaeze President General himself, Barrister John Onyewodo, president at that very meeting. The meeting went very well. As I've been told, or briefed,
I was 31 very well. And I said, oh, well, I'm good. I never planned to discuss it. Even now, I never planned to discuss it. Lo and behold, this very evening, before we came on air, I read this stupid headline, IPOB. So the sum of everything we had discussed, both in Anambra and now in Enugu State, the entire discussion of IPOB with Ohaneze, all boils down to one single thing, and that thing is that IPOB asked Ohaneze to help the proscribed group. And I'm asking those that came and pleaded with me to stop every form of attack against our people, or so to speak, those that call themselves elders. You can see it. You can see the attack. Now, with what transpired this evening, with the issuance of this very press statement by somebody called Atama, or whoever he is, that goes to show that Fulani Janjaweed is in direct control of Ohaneze. Complete control of Ohaneze. Because during the meeting, it was discussed and agreed that nothing should leave this meeting. No details should leave this meeting. But before the people that I sent to go and represent me at this very meeting, before they could get to their homes, Ohaneze had released a press statement. And not about anything that we discussed, about something entirely different. That goes to show they are fighting an ego battle. That goes to show that there are some people hell-bent on diminishing IPOB. There are some people hell-bent in trying to tarnish the impeccable image of IPOB before they are masked out in the caliphate. Now you understand very well. We agreed nobody should make anything public. All the sensitive things that we discussed, very, very deep and sensitive, we thought we are discussing with people. We thought we are discussing with so-called elders that can keep their mouth shut when things of a sensitive nature are being discussed. Lo and behold, before the emissaries I sent could get to their various homes, that's a press statement. And that press statement is very, very insulting. And I'm asking tonight, all those who've been asking me, oh, take it easy, on Ohaneze, can you see? Can you see the type of people you're asking me to have regard and respect for? Do you see the way they behave? I have held meetings with people all over the place. Have I come on air to give the details of those meetings? And where, how, from the clips I've listened to, where, how, when did we ask or plead? Does IPOB appear like a movement that pleads with anybody? But they wrote this to try to say to their Fulani masters, oh, don't worry, the prescription is working. The tagging of terrorism nonsense is working. If not, why would they come to beg us, to beg you? How can you imagine such rubbish? Can you imagine such rubbish? Now you can see for yourselves. Now you can see why we are the way we are with these people. Now you can see the way they behave. I'll read it for you. I will not bother with what the idiot wrote, Dennis. I'm going to read a press statement from somebody named Atama. He is the special advisor on media and publicity. When during this very meeting it was discussed and agreed that no details will leave this very place. As it is customary with Ohaneze, before leaving any meeting you attend with Ohaneze, before you finish, Abuja is aware of everything you've discussed. But only the time they couldn't even hold themselves. They couldn't even tell Abuja behind our back. They came public to say, utter their garbage. I'll read it for you. This is a press release by somebody that claims he is press and publicity secretary to Ohaneze President General. It reads, the indigenous people of Biafra IPOB has called on Ohaneze Ndigbo to assist it in working towards the de-prescription of IPOB. Can you imagine such utter garbage? How can IPOB go to beg you? How is that possible, I ask? But that is what they have written. Now, such a critical and very important meeting they have been asking for years. Now that you have it, the first thing you can ever do is to send a signal to Abuja, to your masters in the caliphate, to say to them, oh, don't worry, we are in control of IPOB. They came to beg us. Do you see why we are the way we are? Do you see why we are the way we are with these people? Now, it goes on to read, as a consolidation of the peace accord recently established between IPOB and Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the leadership of IPOB today, that's been yesterday, visited Ohanaeze Ndigbo National Executive Committee, their NEC, at their monthly meeting. Led by one of his principal officers, Mazi Benjamin Madubuku, IPOB said that they came in continuation. Not that we're having a meeting, no. We are now coming to them. Do you see how evil people are? We had a meeting in Anambra. We said this meeting will now move to Enugu. We are meeting in Enugu. Now he's writing a press statement as if to say that IPOB just walked into the executive meeting. Do you see how these people are? All of you that came was talking to me and saying, oh, please stop, don't attack them, leave them. You're disgusting. Have you seen it now? That we just, anybody, any day we rise up and we tell you that somebody is evil, that very person is evil. Take it to the moon and back. We had a very lovely meeting in Anambra. We had a very beautiful meeting, or so to speak, in Enugu, or so we thought. Then all of a sudden, from nowhere, there's a press statement. And none of the very critical issues that we agreed upon was highlighted in this very press statement. All they went on to do is to insult, to abuse, to denigrate, to put IPOB down. So that has been their game plan from the beginning. So let us meet with IPOB so we can say to the world that we are controlling them. Can you see it? In what way have we wronged them now? All of you who are listening, all those who are advising me to take this on these people, I want to ask this question, in what way did we go wrong now? Now listen to this very carefully. You know what they said? Oh, God. The IPOB leader said, now listen, they are quoting Benjamin Madubuku as representing me, what he said. The IPOB leader said that Chief Nyawudo remains the undisputed leader of Ndigbo. How can I make such a comment? The leadership of Ndigbo, was it ever in contention? Am I dragging anything with Chief Nyawudo? What am I dragging with him? I lead a Biafran movement, not an Igbo group. So how can you, this is the press statement, something of significance, the meeting of IPOB with Ohanaeze, that the whole world, some of them have been praying for a very long time. So you're telling me that the reason why we came together or we walked into your meeting in Enugu is to so that Madubuku can now tell the Executive Council of Ohanaeze that Nnamdi Kanu said that Chief Nwodo remains the undisputed leader of Ndigbo. Can you imagine such garbage? Can you imagine such nonsense? He went on to say that Nyamode expressed happiness. Let me read it. I don't want to paraphrase anyone. The IPOB leader said, that is me, said that Chief John Nyamode remains the undisputed leader of Ndigbo. And me, I expressed happiness with his fatherly disposition and fight for the Igbo in a country, he said, in the Igbo, we are highly marginalized, notwithstanding their contribution to the building of the Nigerian nation. Mazi Madubuku said that IPOB was not a terrorist organization, adding that it was just being given a bad name to hang it. The IPOB leader said that most of the actions of their master, I am their master, not the leader. Did you see the insult upon insult? All because we agreed. All of you pressuring me for IPOB to have a kind of, I don't want to use the word approach more, but to have a kind of interaction with Ohanaeze, have you seen where it has led us to? Have you seen the outcome? Have you seen, somebody is actually saying that having a meeting with Ohanaeze is like reaching is like an Aburi accord. They can never do, they can never keep the agreement. Never, ever, never. It's like a booyah God. But there is something called benefit of doubt. Because if I didn't agree to this meeting, they would say that Nandekan, he's stubborn, he doesn't agree, he doesn't want to work. These are the same people accusing me of not wanting to work with anybody. I have given them an opportunity to work with the largest freedom fighting movement on the face of this very planet Earth. And this was the way they messed it up. Not us. They messed it up. Because we are, I am whiter than white and whiter than snow. Very, very tan. I have been having high level meetings with ethnic groups across the entire zoo, Nigeria. Have you heard me come on air to say it? Or the details of it? If not, for what they have done this evening, would I have told you those who have been counseling and advising me to take it easy on Ohanaeze and corrupt politicians? We agreed. And as a follow-up, I said, don't worry, we are going to meet with them. And the meeting started. This was our second meeting to conclude and round up everything, and this was what they came up with. It's about ego. It's about position. It's about who will get one over the other. And we went to Enugu to look for them. Their elders, we never asked them to come to us. We said, we will come to you. And we went to them. And this is the result of it. That is how we have wronged everybody. Now you can see, because in where we come from, in Igbo, where I come from, personally in Igbo land, because Biafra is all over the place, encompassing 13 states, not 5 southeast, not 11, southeast and south-south, it includes also Kogi and Benue. You want to know, 13 in total. I don't want people to come and say they don't hear, they don't listen to advice. I have listened to all the advice that I was given. Go and make peace with Ohanaeze. Let's move this project forward as one people, as one nation. I have done that. And we didn't even leave Enugu before the night started entering into our backs. Before they started boasting to their masters, their colonial masters in the caliphate. Oh, we have succeeded. They have come to us. Can you imagine such rubbish? And this opportunity will never come again, I assure you. The same thing with voting. Some of you will remember the voting in 2019. I said we are not going to vote. They said you must vote. If you don't vote, it's our. I said, okay, benefit of the doubt. We voted. What happened? We were disenfranchised. They rigged themselves into power. Somebody who came forth became number one. I don't want anybody to talk to us again about election and other rubbish, especially the federal ones. There could be some very sensible reason to believe that participation in making sure that whoever goes to government house or local government is our people that we trust and believe in. I can understand that. Participating in governorship elections, maybe, I said maybe. But you see the federal one, the real presidency, the answer is a no-no. Now, I will continue. Nothing was discussed, though. Nothing about the coming together. It is all about what IPOB leaders said. They said the action of their master, Mazen Nnamdi-Kanu, has been colored by the information given to him, which he said we are sometimes distorted. He assured that Mazen Nnamdi-Kanu was always available for discussions with Chief Wodo on matters concerning Ndibo. Also speaking, another leader of IPOB, Barristan Ejimakor, said that Chief Wodo has the clout and charisma to help IPOB in Anambra. Can you see? You know, that is one thing about our people. I realized this whilst broadcasting on Radio Biafra, that once you praise people, or once you try to make people feel relevant, it goes into their brain and they begin to misbehave. Thankfully, I'm not like that. Thankfully, I still possess humility and down-to-earth attitude till this very day. Can you believe that? Now, they went on to say that Chief Wodo prayed that this latest development should be the opening of the door for mutual cooperation between IPOB and Ohanaeze Ndibo, and urged IPOB to also share views with Tony Nnadi, whom he said was working towards the same objective as IPOB. A one-man band, a madman with a file. Do you see it? All those of you asking us, will you be together with Hanesa, have you seen it? It is to sell out to new Nigeria movement. Have you seen it here? So you have seen it. Let me see who will call me again and tell me to either to take it easy or to do this or to go to Hanesa. God will punish that person. That's telling the truth. These are, now you can see it. When we are holding the Janjaweed in a very bad place, this was the same disappointment I received when I went to Enugu when I came out of prison. The same thing. I advised them, they didn't follow my advice, and we are suffering to this very day. The same nonsense has happened again. Second time. Hey, it won't happen the third time, I can assure you of that. Be rest assured. My goodness. Chismodo reiterated that both IPOB and Ohanaeze Ndigbo share in the same cause of fighting for the emancipation of Ndigbo and to give them a lease of life and sense of fairness in the country, in the zoo, that is, but differ in the methodology or approach towards the realization of that objective. I am not fighting for the betterment of the lives of Ndigbo in the zoo. Heaven forbid I'm not. What I'm fighting for is the complete and total liberation and emancipation of the Biafran people. Anybody who wants to be a part of the zoo, you can touch your things and go and live in Kotangora. That is your business. You can decide to remain there until they slaughter you and your family. That is your business. As for us, this very movement that I lead, the most potent, most powerful, the biggest, largest mass movement on the face of this very earth, this very IPOB is for the complete liberation of Biafra land. Nothing to do with the damnable zoological republic. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. These are the things all of you must understand and assimilate, absorb it in your brains. It will never ever go away. We had a meeting. One thing, now tell me how you can plan to go to war with this type of people. Can you go to war with them? Can you plan anything strategic with them? You had a meeting before the vehicle can get to Oka from Enugu, the news is everywhere. And falsehood upon falsehood. Very, very soon, we shall see if we have any regard nor consideration for their stupid tagging in the zoo. No other country in the world recognizes IPOB as a terrorist movement. No, in fact, EU told them that they are wasting their time. US told them, UK told them, even people who are ardent haters of Biafra told them that you cannot do this. And we have a matter in court for nearly three years. They have not responded to the appeal we filed challenging the travesty of the decision reached via what is called, what is that nonsense they call it? That rubbish they sit in their chambers and write in Abuja. Ex parte motion. Ex parte order, so to speak. Ex parte order was granted. No evidence was abused. No evidence was tendered. Nothing. It's just because Fulani feels that IPOB will stop their Fulanization, their Janjaweedism. So the best thing to do was to clip the wings of IPOB. That was what they tried to do. That was what they were hoping to do. And you can now see those that helped them. Igbo governors and Ohanaeze. That was why when they have come to plead with us. To plead with who? Our matter is in court. To plead with who, I ask? You want to insult us? You want to reduce us? You want to denigrate us? You want to make your friends, the people that you serve in the north, to look down on IPOB? This nonsense will never happen again. You watch and see what is going to happen. It won't happen again. It won't happen again. That is their press statement. That is their press statement. So the Fulani have gone to Ohanaeze and have been begging Ohanaeze, please bring them together, bring them closer and rubbish them. And that's what they have done. Or so they claim they have done. These are the people. Can you believe such people? Can you believe? And these are supposed to be elders. These are supposed to be PhD holders. These are supposed to be the so-called elite. Look at the way they are behaving. Working for the Janjaweed. And that is why I know that their useless civil presidency is dead on arrival. It can never happen. Because one of them will go and sell out and accept the position of vice president to one Fulani Janjaweed. And that will be the end of it. And then they'll start scoping again in the next 8 years. That is the way they are. Do you see when we tell you, you cannot trust these people, do you now understand what we are saying? Do you now appreciate the gravity of the mess our people are in at the hands of these people? So you're telling me that any time that Afani Fere has a meeting with OPC, they announce it and they publish it everywhere? Is that what you're telling me? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We must continue. We need to continue. Our main news that I have wanted to lead on before this very news broke earlier this evening is that there was a revolution now, a protest that happened in Abuja earlier today and in Lagos and in a few other places, so we are told. And at that very gathering, a lot of people were arrested. You could see a convoy of military men going to stop protesters. Now, in the trailer, should I say, in the brief write-up I made informing the whole world that I would do this very program this evening, I said that one of the difficulties in life is getting a black man to reason. Every time I come on air, I say the same thing now and ever again. Each time you try to educate a black man, it is always a very arduous, very difficult, and sometimes an impossible task. But my only happiness is that Chukwuka Biama created IPOB, the people of Biafra, in such a way that we can reason. The army said they have no men to go and protect the villagers in southern Kaduna. They said we have tried our best with Boko Haram, we can no longer fight them. And all the other terrorists that they themselves actually gave birth to. It was the Fulani that formed all the terrorist groups we have in the zoo. They can no longer fight them. But you have enough supply, enough reserve of men, enough guns, enough tear gas, enough rocket propelled grenade to go and arrest, to go and kill, to go and disrupt protesters. This is in a country that presupposes that it is a democracy. This is in a country that, you know, would like the world, or should I say in a zoo that would like the whole world to see it as practicing constitutional democracy. People came out, ordinary protests. You've heard about protesters going, violent protests happening in America. Violent protests, toppling of statues and everything all over the Western world. Nobody has been arrested or charged. But in the zoo, in the darkness of Africa itself, once you come out on the street to protest, you are done for. And they were arrested. I will tell you, over 40 Revolution Now protesters arrested in Abuja as the military personnel patrol the city. Military personnel. The same military personnel that is needed at the war front in Borno. The same military personnel that should be in Adamawa. The same military personnel that should be in southern Kaduna. No, lo and behold, no, they're not fighting terrorists. Who are killing people? They are busy in the townships looking for people carrying placards to arrest. And you're telling me that you are a human being. You are a conscientious human being. You have reason. You can think very well. And some of you are the animals that you are in a zoo. Which is the reason why black people all over the world, not only are they suffering, they are the poorest region in the world. They are the least educated. They are the most poverty ravaged in the whole world. They are the ones who are begging to be enslaved. A people without shame. All of you are there. The army left the war front. The army left southern Kaduna. But they went to Abuja to go and arrest people who are protesting for better living conditions. People who are protesting for you to have electricity. They are protesting for you to have running water. They are protesting for you to have decent education. They are protesting for you to have good hospitals. All of you are there, sheepishly. Who are the people in the army? Sometimes talk about the army and the police as if they are from outer space. They are your fathers. They are your uncles. They are your brothers. Some of them are your sisters. Some of them are your aunts. But they go out on the street Some of them who are sensible stay back and they don't do all this rubbish. They go out on the street to go and arrest people who are protesting for free education for their children. You have an army officer or an army personnel or police personnel who are always, they are always complaining, we don't have money for food, we've not been paid, I cannot pay my children's school fees, I am suffering. But you have people who are protesting to make your life, as stupid as you are in that your useless uniform, people are protesting to make your useless black nigger life better. You go and you arrest them. You lock them up without trial. You abuse them. The pictures are everywhere, and I want it posted on my page so that the whole world can see it. What I'm asking is, are those people carrying those guns, those AK-47 they never manufactured, are all of you carrying tear gas, the launchers and the canisters, all, are you not human beings? Have you ever sat down to ask yourself, of course some of them are historical, they don't know anything about history, they don't have any brain, they cannot reason very well. Some of you have forgotten. Some of you have forgotten that communism collapsed in Soviet Union because the soldiers refused to open fire on the masses. Some of you have forgotten this. Some of you idiots in the zoo supporting one Nigeria. Some of you Neanderthals. Some of you retards that cannot listen very well. You have forgotten that it was the failure of the army to engage ordinary citizens that led to the collapse of the dreaded communist party you had in Soviet Union. You have forgotten. But in Africa, you have idiots who are in uniform. Somebody, sometimes I keep wondering the type of brain that black people have. You are a soldier in a zoo called Nigeria. You don't have electricity. You can barely afford to survive. Your mates are being slaughtered at the war front. There is no gratuity, there is no pension, you have nothing. The one that spoke out against the very shambolic treatment the soldiers at the war front are receiving is in jail. All of you kept quiet. You people that are wearing police saying obey the last, which obey who, which stupid other, you are in a democracy where reasoning and common sense should be the overriding factor, not any stupid order you see from anybody. Some of you are there helping the Janjaweed to conquer your villages. As you are busy suppressing people who are fighting for your freedom, their own terrorists are busy in your village raping and killing. And some of you in this uniform, you cannot reason, you cannot think properly, you cannot articulate a way out of your miserable existence in this group. Now you understand it. Some of you, you wake up in the morning, you wear that your stupid, be it army uniform, police uniform, or what is it called again, the civil defense uniform. You are going out to persecute people on behalf of people who are looters and criminals. You are going to persecute people who are fighting for your freedom. You are going out to shoot and arrest people who are fighting for a better life for you and your children tomorrow. Tell me which greater idiot is there than you. I have said this before and I will say it again. Everybody in the army, in the zoo, you must resign and leave. In that same army, you have Hausa people who are there. You Hausa man or Hausa woman who is in the army, let me ask you a very simple question. The same stupidity you are exhibiting today by fighting those who are fighting for freedom was what your ancestors did. That is why today you don't have any Hausa man who is an MM. You have no Hausa governor. The same stupidity. I don't know what is wrong with Hausa people. You people are so dumb, you're so foolish, you never learn. The same Sokoto you have today used to be called Gobert. It was your land. The Fulani took it because the same stupidity you are exhibiting now, you exhibited today in Abuja, was what your ancestors did against their kings fighting Fulani Janjaweedism. You fought on the part of Fulani. Look at your life today. The same mistakes you made in the past, you're repeating it today. I don't know why you fools can never learn. I don't know what is wrong with the brain of an Hausa person. Hausa can never reason. Does it mean you like, you people like to be slaves? Hausa, I'm asking you, does it mean you want to be slave? They use that religious coloration. They use that Fulani nomenclature to deceive you. To turn your brain upside down, you wear a clean uniform. You are arresting young people who are protesting to make your lives better. How stupid can you be? How foolish Do you think they're fighting for themselves? All those people, you're like, okay, lie down. You're flogging them. You're punishing them. Do you think they left their homes to come outside to do what? They are fighting for you. You in police uniform, you in army uniform, those people are fighting for you because you have no brain. The same stupidity, or what would I call it, the same of an easy mindset you have in some policemen who are in Biafra land, arresting their own people, fighting for their freedom. Now, that leads me always to ask myself this question. What is wrong with the... Does it mean that the people who are protesting, you don't know what they're protesting about? Does it mean you don't know what revolution now is all about? Does it mean you have no idea that things are bad in the zoo? Do you know, as an army or police officer, that your actions is the reason why that woman, Sadia, whatever her name is, they are losing money? Do you know, you army officer and police officer, your stupidity and protection of the Fulani Janjaweed project, the Fulanization project, is the reason why people are stealing money? Because they know, they will call officer, okay, officer, or correct, sir, stand up now, go to Wusha Zone 2, shoot all of them, and you idiot will go and shoot people in a civilian, so-called democratic regime. Where have you seen that nonsense happen before? America is the strongest country in the world. People are protesting. Trump is angry. Every day he's angry about the destruction being brought by these people. Has he ever asked the soldiers to go and open fire? Did you see the soldiers in America? Somebody please go and look for that video of American, not soldiers, they are called the what's the reserve for the National Guard in America. They called them out to come and stop protesters, and they came. One of the protesters spoke to the soldiers. The soldiers turned around and joined them. Have you not seen it? You stupid animalistic zoo soldier. Have you not seen it? Anyway, of course, some of them are from Mali. They are from Chad. They are from Niger. So they have no empathy. They don't feel this nonsense some of you feel. They don't feel this one Nigeria rubbish that some of you feel. Because most of the soldiers that you see, sometimes they use padlock to lock their mouth. They call them the soldiers of the Sultanate. They go to the whole of Sahel recruiting demons, put uniform on them, they come out, they shoot and they kill at will. And you have the lockups that are there to prosecute them. But the lockups are being managed by the Sharia people, you know that very well. Can't all of you see all the things? All of you, policeman or policewoman or army woman, dressing up tomorrow morning to go and arrest somebody to go and shoot, does it mean that your brain, the brain that God gave to you, is not working very well? Is that what it means? Is that what it means? You are a soldier. People are fighting for the... Can't you see, when that soldier lamented about the plight of soldiers at the war front, the goodwill of ordinary civilians? Can't all of you see it? How civilians even want more help for soldiers to go and fight terrorism? Can you all not see that? The same people came out telling you that what the government is doing is wrong, not just to themselves, but even to you. How much are you getting paid? You're being paid 30,000 naira every month. 40,000 naira. 40,000 naira cannot get you a one-way ticket from Owerri to Lagos. One flight ticket, no. It is lower than a flight ticket to Lagos from Owerri. Lower than a flight ticket from Asaba to Abuja. Why can't you reason and understand that these people are fighting for you? Sometimes you say, can't you see, soldiers in America, they're paid very well. Soldiers in Britain, they're paid very well. Soldiers in France, their police, they pay them well. Do you know why they pay them well? Because when ordinary people rose up to fight the corruption that was holding everybody down, their soldiers stayed calm. They never intervened to kill anybody. So when the revolution succeeded, they increased the salaries of soldiers, of police, and of everybody. It's common sense. Some of you fools cannot reason very well. Some of you fools cannot reason very well. If your brains were open, if you are receptive to a very tiny grain of common sense, you won't be doing what you're doing today in this room. You cannot be doing it. The time now is actually 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. It's 8 p.m., just a minute past 8 p.m. We started very late and I've apologized for that. There were some gremlins, maybe the anger that I had inside me because of what Ebenezer did, somehow affected our systems, but we are alive and we are direct and the whole world is paying us attention. We are talking about the zoo, arresting people who have done nothing to you. These are people fighting for your lives to improve. That is the difference between a black African monkey, a black man in Africa, stupid and hopeless. That is the difference between them and people who are outside. I will ask you again, go and read the history of communism. Boris Yeltsin, the then president of the Russian Federation, mounted an armored tank in front of the parliament of Russia called the White House and asked the soldiers not to open fire against their people. The soldiers said they will not open fire against their people, and a corrupt regime was toppled in the zoo in Africa, in the darkness itself. You people cannot reason very well. That is why when you go outside, you start arresting and shooting people who are fighting for your own survival. The same thing, the same mindset with Sabotua. Sabo will not see Fulani herdsmen in his village or in her village. Sabo can never see it. Sabo will always fight those who are fighting people that have come to oppress them. That is the work of Sabotua. This thing that Ohaneza have just done. That is their job. That is what they do. That is their life. That is their way of life. That's the way they behave. I'll read this news. The security agents are searching every vehicle passing through the route to apprehend people who are... But you cannot search, you cannot stop and search for Boko Haram. You cannot stop and search for Al-Qaeda. You cannot stop and search for Ansaru. You cannot stop and search for Fulani headsmen, terrorists in Ethiopia. No. But if it is those who don't have guns, you search them. That tells you something. If you want to get respect, be armed. Once you carry guns, has the world fallen? Has Britain killed every Fulani person? Britain knows that it's Fulani that owns Boko Haram. Britain knows it's Fulani that owns Minyetiala. Britain knows it's Fulani that is running ISIS in West Africa province. They know it's Fulani that owns Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Have they killed all the Fulani people? The answer is no. In actual fact, the more you are armed, the more respect you receive. That seems to be the logic. Because something has happened to them. People, or innocent people, are being slaughtered in southern Kaduna, slaughtered in Biafra land, their bodies cut into pieces and strewn everywhere. Nothing has happened. Nobody has been prosecuted. And you're telling us to fold our arms and keep looking as all the things are happening. Whereas soldiers who are being paid only 20, some of them 25,000, some of them have been owed, they've not received any salary. Once, the only thing they don't run out of is tax to start their useless, stinking khaki and go out on the street and be molesting people. That is the brain of a black man. Maybe started from slavery. We love to enslave ourselves. The only time you see a black man act is when that black man is trying to enslave another black man. But to go and fight their enemies, they can never ever do it. Maybe it's in our DNA. I don't know. Maybe it's in our DNA. Look at people, you are carrying a gun, confronting somebody with a poster. You ask the protester, why are you doing this? Or that soldier, I am doing this because we want running water, not just for me, but for all of us. We want electricity, we want good roads, good schools, good hospitals. And you still proceeded to arrest that person. And you are telling me you're a human being. No. I think it is called, I don't know what it's called anyway, but it's that same mindset of Hausa. You people don't want to learn from history. The same thing the army is doing today. Because as I keep saying, there are Hausa people in the army. There are Gwari people in the army. Bachamaza, there are TVs that are who are being slaughtered. Just is being taken over by an MA. There are people in the army from Benue State. When we say army and police, they did not fall from heaven. They come from our communities. And now you have seen what is happening in your community. Do you know that by stopping the protesters in Abuja, you are enabling the terrorists in your village to continue killing? Because if they loved you, they would have deployed you. The same police, when you deploy them to Borno, they'll be crying. They will be protesting. Don't send our husband to Borno State. But when they deploy you to go and kill unarmed protesters, you run and you go, and you do it very well. What sort of human being are you? What sort of human being are you? Very, very sad indeed. We are live and we are direct and we are bringing to the whole world the hidden things in this view. I want the whole world to look at a black person any day they live. People start complaining, oh, they are spitting at us on the street. I'll be a very happy man. I will be a very happy man. Because there's something wrong with us. Our brain is defective. Especially those of you called Nigerians. Those of you that believe in one Nigeria. That's you, created by Lugard. You people, your brain is not correct. Your brain can never be correct. From now to eternity. You're not well. You are defending, you don't know that. This is the same nonsense the House have put it. You are defending one Nigeria. As you are defending one Nigeria, the Fulanis are busy entering your villages. If they ask you, is one Nigeria or one Nigeria? They will say one Nigeria. But they are in your villages and your towns. They are killing you. They are slaughtering you. You are still shouting one Nigeria, one Nigeria. Your common sense cannot tell you that the problem is that one Nigeria. Once you divide it, all these problems will go away. Some of you read Quran, some of you read the Bible, but you learn nothing from it. Today, as they exist, do God love you more than He loved Abraham? The answer is no. Do you have more blessing than Lot? The answer is no. Abraham was Lot's uncle. One family, one bloodline, everything together. Abraham said, instead of us to have problem, your sheep and my sheep, your cattle and my cattle, let us divide and live in peace. You can visit me, I can visit you. Some of you have learned nothing from that. It is in this very story in the Quran. It is in the Bible. But you learn nothing from it. Pakistan left India. Bangladesh left India. Even Kashmir is planning to leave as well. Why can't you people reason? I keep asking a black man, don't you have shame that a white man can come from Europe to build a country for you? Are you not ashamed of yourself? This one Jew, one Nigeria, every day one Nigeria. Are you calling yourself a proud man? Are you not ashamed? Don't you have any shame? As somebody wrote, you cannot shame the shameless. Once somebody has no shame, you can no longer shame them. That's what's happening in the zoo. That's what's happening in the zoo. And we must continue to let the whole world understand that the zoo, where an army officer, they are owing him salary, they've not paid him. The wife is suffering. The wife is in hospital, no money to bring her to the hospital. But any day they ask the same idiot to go and arrest people who are protesting during revolution now, the idiot will go and arrest the people there. And you're telling me that after looking at such a human being, you're telling me that black people are normal human beings? Of course not. We are not normal. We can never be. The person you are arresting is fighting for your well-being. Don't you understand it? Oh, no, you can't. You don't have history in schools. The same thing that happened at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Ariadna Junction on Friday, 31st of July, 2020. 15 Hilux bands. 15 Hilux bands. Ask yourself, what are these Hilux bands doing all over there? The same Hilux, so tell them that there is full army attacking a village and raping women, they will not go there. Now, you starting one Nigerian, ask yourself this simple question. Why is it that when you call the army or the police, when full army Janjawi are attacking a village, they never attend? But they are at Ariadna Junction, they are at Omoma Junction, they are at Otisioma, they are everywhere. Why do you think they are in those places to aid the advancement of the terrorists? That is their job. They are terrorists in uniform. That's all. Some of you think they are there, oh, because your village man is the DPO somewhere, so that, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't. They are there to advance. Some of them, unknowingly, some of them don't know that by going and arresting IPOB family members in a meeting, by clamping down on IPOB, the same thing the idiots did in Abuja earlier today, what you're doing is that you are enabling Fulani. Ask that soldier, we heard about Fulani raping a woman the other day. Did you go there to arrest the person? The answer is no. Then what are you doing here? But we keep quiet. We keep everybody, we keep pretending all is normal. People from Plateau State fought in the Biafran War. Ojukwu told them, let us go to Aburi. Ojukwu said, on Aburi we stand. And Aburi meant restructuring. Gowon came back, advised by the Janjaweed and the British to say, no, reject it. Agreement reached, so the same thing Mahanese have just done. Agreement reached, so they reneged on it. And now they came back. the people from Plateau, from Upper Benue, they went into the army to give, hey, Igbo man is our problem. Igbo man is our problem. All of them were fools. They never knew that the Fulanis had a long-range plan, long-term is called. They had planned everything out in the long term. What they want to do is use all of you idiots to go and suppress Biafra. Of course, you didn't defeat Biafra, of course, with help of the British. All of you idiots, go and suppress Biafra, and after that, we will suppress you. And that's what they're doing today. People are saying, oh, the thing is, they're killing also in Akatu, they're killing also in Kogi, they're taking over our land everywhere. Of course, yes, because the people that wanted to liberate your land for you, Biafra, you connived against them. I don't know if what I'm saying is making sense to some of you, but of course, some are in the zoo, they may not be able to understand what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is this: do not arrest any protester. Don't. Any day the army rises up, stop doing your useless coup or planning coup. Nobody needs the coup. All you need to do is to say, if they send you to go and kill civilians, you tell them, no, I'm not going. And you see the revolution will happen, your life will be better. They will pay you more salary. Your kids can go to good schools. When you're sick, you can go to. It's simple common sense. Come, go and look at every country in the world that a government has been birthed, given birth by a revolution. Their life is better for everybody. As simple as it is, pure common sense. As a soldier, as a policeman, when they say go and kill, you say I'm not going. And if they retire you or sack you, other policemen will say they're not going. How many are they going to sack? How many? And that's how you have a revolution. And your life will be better. Your children will lead a better life. It's common sense. I don't know what is wrong with black people. You cannot reason. It is simple common sense. Simple common sense for your information. They went to St. Mary's Church, Catholic Church in Ariadne, and we are documenting all these things, though. Because when our own madness will start, you know, Britain, they say, never see, there's one Nigeria, yeah, disrupting the peace. We'll show them our documents. You see all these areas, you see when they brought their 15 heroes vans, they did this pastor to stupor. They arrest our mothers. Our mothers, some of them are in jail right now. They arrest them. Oh, no, all of you never said a word because of the money, the bribe money they give to you. You never said anything. What any day will rise up now. Every newspaper, every television will be awash with lies against IPOB. Watch and see. But now that they are bringing the 15 Hilux vans, that 15 Hilux vans, those 15 Hilux vans, we are nowhere to be found. When Fulani illegal settlement was being erected in Upper West, and they are very close to Asawo, their barracks, they never lifted a finger. When people are being killed and raped, they will never lift a finger. But any day they hear that there's a meeting here or people meeting, they will go, they attack, they beat. And we are documenting it. Because that Britain will help them to sell this lie to the world that IPOB is rising up, it's a fish and it's all that rubbish. But they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. They are using the soldiers and the police to intimidate you. So you will not ask after the corruption in this zoo. So they can do whatever they like and get away with it. So that the terrorists can rape your mothers and abduct your daughters, and you will not say nothing. It is called intimidation. Well organized, well planned. They planned what they are doing now over 100 years ago. The Fulanis, they sat down how to conquer everybody, including the idiots in khaki uniform arresting protesters. Most of them, their village is under siege. Most of the idiots in police uniform arresting protesters, their villages are under siege by the Fulani. The idiots are so foolish, they don't know the more you sustain the charade in Asorok, the more you're suffering, the more your people are dying. You don't know that? Simple common sense. But they wouldn't know it because they are zoo people. What I don't understand is, what are other ethnic groups, what are they doing in the Nigerian army? I am a keep asking. You are doing it to feed your stomach. You are doing it because you love suffering. Why are you in the army when Fulani themselves are using people that they have equipped to be taking over your land and raping your mothers? Just tell me, what are they doing in the army? That was why I called for mass resignations from the army. Mass resignation. If they send you to, tell them you're not going. At the time, you find it's the only Fulani that sent, not even Fulani, those from the Sahel, the terrorists from the Sahel, they recruited. You are in a country where terrorists are in the police. Isn't it very funny that terrorists are going to arrest people who are protesting for a better life? Those they couldn't kill. Can you just imagine that? Can you begin to rationalize that? Terrorists are going to arrest people they couldn't kill. Hey, it's not a very hard job. Black people. Black. I don't want to speak against the spirit. Black. That was why, when this news broke earlier, we will join time. This is Okwesileze Nwodo, not Stephen Nwodo, please. Okwesileze, the brother. We will join Kano to fight for Biafra if Southeast doesn't get presidency in 2023. We are not going to wait in 2023. We are not waiting. We are not waiting for anybody. We are not fighting for marginalization. That is rubbish. We are fighting for freedom. We are not waiting to 2023. He spoke very well. He spoke very, very well. And I look forward, I want them to make it this year. Come and join IPOB this year. All of you elders, elder statesmen in the zoo, come and join IPOB this year. The door is open. Come and join us this year. Let us become a free nation, a free people. Develop our land. Make it as beautiful as Singapore, if not more beautiful than Singapore. Do something that the whole world will be proud of. Something the world will be proud of. That is what we want. Not this rubbish, turn by turn. So after 8 years, don't know what happens. After 8 years, what is good? Look at how they made life hell for Jonathan. Look at what is happening. If they cannot defeat the terrorist group that they themselves set up, imagine what they are going to do to you as an Igbo president. Just think about it. Then you will know that asking for Igbo presidency is just something that Nnamdi Azikiwe waited. Look at where we are today. The same garbage, the same one Nigeria nonsense. Look at where we are today. Look at the mess we are in today. Are you happy? Are you happy that we are in the mess we are in today? Nobody's happy. Then let us end the misery. By ending the misery, we need to end the zoo. Once we end the zoo, the misery will end. Simple common sense. Simple common sense. After all, the Europeans, they left. The Europeans left them, what's it called? Of course, there's news breaking now. Thank you very much for bringing it to my attention. News is breaking now. Al Qaeda planning to penetrate southern Nigeria. It is in the news. Please publish it. It's breaking news now. United States of America. Al Qaeda is also coming. ISIS. Al Qaeda, they are coming to the south. US is warning. Maybe what we are doing seems to be, appears to be, they have. Why, my goodness, why did it pause? You shouldn't pause. You shouldn't pause. We are here, we are live, we are direct, please. You shouldn't pause, there is no pause to us. Al Qaeda, they are coming. As DPS in Abuja, as you are busy in Abuja, looking for who to arrest, looking for who to mess up, people are coming. That corridor, that same corridor they have built. They have built a corridor for them. They are mounting roadblocks, arresting IPOB, harassing everybody they can see. Meanwhile, through our bushes, they are coming. ISIS and Al Qaeda, they are coming. They will take it. We have seen Al-Hanaza now. They will take it. They will take our land. What happened to Israel will happen to us. We will be forced to fight our way back in. It will cost a lot of lives, even more lives. Some of you don't reason. And as they are coming, those of you in the army from Ukwara, those of you in the army from Kogi, those of you from the army in Benue, those of you in the Zoo army from Plateau, your land will not be spared. Your land will not be spared. They will take it as well. So everybody now listen to me very carefully. Everybody now in the Zoo army, if you are in the Zoo army right now, this very minute, you are fighting, you are serving Nigeria so that your land can be taken over by the Fulani. As simple as that, as simple as ABC. That is what is going to happen. That is what is going to happen. As all of you are busy, some of you idiots in there and the front to me, as some of you are busy doing your work for your father's people, your land is being taken over. Some of you, your mothers will be raped. as a result of your stupidity, as a result of your idiocy. I keep asking them, what are you doing in the army? What are you doing in the army? Go and arrest in a country that claims is a democracy. The army are on the streets of the capital patrolling. People are ashamed of themselves. They say they're Democrats. This new democratic dispensation. And your land is being swallowed up. Mad people everywhere. This huge black people, as useless as ever. Let me remind all those who are canvassing for Igbo presidency. I have news for you because you are mistaken. All of you canvassing, all of you idiots, Igbo presidency, all of that garbage. It is pure nonsense. I want to tell you about the history of your people you don't know in the zoo. I want to let the whole world understand. It's because we are very dumb. We are very foolish. They kill us in Kaduna, we run to Zaria. They kill us in Zaria, we run to Kano. They kill us in Kano, we run to Bauchi. They kill us in Bauchi, we run to Nasarawa. They kill us in Nasarawa, we go to Kafanchan. Every time. Now, what do you call it? Like running stomach. I don't know what is wrong with us. If we had any brain as a people, all Biafrans, or should I say all Southerners, if you people had any brain, you will have regard for what I'm about to tell you. This is the painful history of the massacre of Biafrans in that contraption called Nigeria. I want you to understand, those of you clamoring for presidency, I want to remind you that you are not very good citizens. You people know nothing. You think that if somebody is there, somehow you're safe. No, of course not. They'll put a gun to your head and they'll kill you. Britain will say nothing. Britain will tell America not to investigate. Britain will tell EU, please don't go there. You know, it's our area. We own the zoo. And nothing will happen. You don't know that before? Fools everywhere. Now listen very carefully to this. This is one of, I'll call it, numerous reasons why we need Biafra. For those of you fighting for new Nigeria movement in those Sabo, fighting for thunder fire all of you, Sabo criminals fighting for new Nigeria. Thunder will fire all of you. All of you will suffer and die a very painful death. New Nigeria, my fruit. Now listen to this. Before you do your new Nigeria and all your nonsense and your stupid Igbo presidency, all that garbage, I want you to listen very carefully to this. Because some of you are dumb. Some of you are pseudo intellectuals. You know nothing. Your brains are very, very empty. You have nothing upstairs in your skull. Nothing. Only envy, greed, and jealousy in your brain. You have nothing in your skull. And I'll tell you why. 1945 in Jos. 22nd of June, 1945. Hundreds of Igbos were murdered by the Fulani in Jos. 1945. Are you following? Your one Nigeria rubbish. Are you following this? You know what I'm saying? Fools everywhere. 1953. 15th of May, 1953. Kano genocide against Igbo-speaking Biafrans. This was in 1953, if you're following me. 29th of May, 1967. Or should I say 1967? Over 300,000 civilians were killed in the north. The pogrom of 1966. Have you forgotten, all of you one Nigerians? There are mad, insane people everywhere. You want presidency. Presidency, my food. 1967 to 1970, 5.2 million Biafrans killed during a war, not a war of secession, a war of restructuring. That is the lie that I've been telling you. Ojukwu went to Aburi, agreed, came back and said, implement Aburi. They said, no, restructuring. For those of you clamoring for restructuring, I want to remind you, Ojukwu went to war because of it. When they failed to restructure, Ojukwu declared, didn't go to war, said, I am now on my own. Are you following? Some of you are so, because of the schools that you went to in the zoo, and you've been drinking borehole water, so your brain is contaminated, you cannot reason very well. 1980, Kano riots, Biafrans were killed. 1982, Medivri riots, Biafrans slaughtered. 1984, Jimeta, Biafrans slaughtered. 1985, Gombe, Biafrans were killed. 1996, December, Gideon Akaloka had his head chopped off by the deposed emir of Kano. A one Nigerian is cut off the head of another fellow Nigerian. You want to contest for a presidency? They hate you. Fulani despise you. They hate you. Because let me tell you what they used to say in their language. It's like, just like a goat. Some of you have goats, some of you have chicken in your village. You love that goat, don't you? That one day you will slaughter the goat and celebrate. That's going to happen in Egypt. You tell the Fulanis they love you, one day they will slaughter you and advance their territory. Then your eyes will open as it has opened in Jaws. Jaws, people, we are very foolish, following go on foolishly. Today their eyes have now opened. A Fulani emir is going to be installed in Jaws. So their eyes, their stupidity, the same thing the Hausa, the idiotic Hausa people did and allowed the Fulani to take them over is what happened in Jaws. Go on, told you, Igbo man is your problem. As Igbo man is your problem, today you have a Fulani emir. That is the truth. But you're so foolish you cannot reason very well. Useless people everywhere. 1985 was bombed. 1996, Akaloka's head was cut off by Lamido Sanusi. People are touting him as the president. He beheaded a fellow Nigerian. Nanibo man, Gideon Akaloka, his head was by Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. That you see them, they celebrate him. He's called the president. A murderer and a cold hearted killer. That is where you want to go and be president. One day, Fulani will walk in and shoot you dead, and nothing will happen. We will riot, we will write on Facebook, we will write on Twitter, and Britain will tell America, please don't go there, it's just a minor, it's a tribal issue. And EU will issue a report. It is nothing new, it has been happening before. They will call for calm and restraint, and you'll be buried like heroes, and that will be the end of you. They are our presidency. I'm giving you the history of the slaughter in the zoo so your brain can comprehend what we are saying. Some of you are so dumb and so daft, you don't know anything. I'm giving you the history of your slaughter in the zoo. So let's go Republic. 1987, Zaria, Biafran's killed. 1991, Kaduna and Kapanchan, Biafran's were killed. 1991, Bauchi and Katsina, Biafran's were slaughtered. 1991, Kanu, Biafran's were slaughtered. Is he Maitasine? He's even let out Maitasine. 1992, Zavun Kataf, Biafran's were killed. 1993, Infuntua, Katsina, Biafran's slaughtered. 1994, Kanu, Biafran's were killed. 1999, Biafran's were massacred in OD. Remember OD massacre? Nobody said Basajo was a bad man. No. After flattening the whole of Odi. That is how that we are. Especially those that call themselves Niger Delta. People who cannot reason. Yeah, had it been an Igbo man that did in Odi, what Obasanjo did? By now, there will be no space. And I'm asking you fools that call yourselves South and Niger Delta. If you call yourself a Biafran, if you're a John, if you're a Bibio, if you're a Efik, I don't mind. That is your name. I don't mind. I love those names. And I will praise them to high heavens and birth. Once you open your stinking mouth to say Niger Delta South, I know you're a fool. I know you are beneath contempt. I know your education is a waste. I know you are a good for nothing saboteur. I know you have nothing to contribute. I know you're a failure. 1993, Funtua. I'm telling you when Japans were killed. 1994, Kanu. 1999, Japans were massacred in Odi. 2000 in Kaduna. 2001, we were killed in Maiduguri. 2001, also in Jaws. They call it the Maiden Crisis. We were slaughtered, of course. Sacrificial lamb, always. Igbo man is everywhere in Nigeria. That glue. Let that glue gum your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Let that glue gum your hand together. You are mad with stupid glue. The same way that the Jews were glue of Europe, gluing them until Hitler slaughtered 6 million of them. Then that glue melted and went away from their eyes. Glue, the glue that hurt. The worst thing is that when you're telling these fools that the glue, until they slaughter them. Please, somebody go and look for a picture of that our brother that they killed. Is it in Nasarawa? That said he owns the filling station, he's a Nigerian, and the slaughtered idiot. Go and bring his picture and show this to the Kule fools. Presidency kill you, the ND, believe it. Let Igbo presidency strike all of you dead. Many presidents will go. Look at the result of your stupidity. Nnamdi Azikiwe brought this, not Nnam, his name is Azikiwe, he brought this rubbish to us. Look at the disaster our race has become. And you idiots, you want to follow along the same footsteps because you're fools, because you don't reason, because you think we are here to live for today. We are living for ourselves and for our children, and our children yet unborn. That's why we do what we do. Nobody is going to give to their children the same type of zoo country that you people gave to us. And you want us to give to our children. Shame on all of you. Canvassing for evil places. You people are ashamed of yourselves because you're foolish. You have no brain. 2008, just. In fact, let me go to 2007. Remember, Danish people did cartoon of Prophet Muhammad in Denmark. Biafrans, Igbos, you are being killed in Kano. Nothing to do. Are we from Denmark? Are we Danish people? But we are being killed in Kano as a result of it. And all of you idiots, you saw it. Have you said anything? Did anybody stand trial for the massacre of our people? No. Because when they kill us, we keep quiet. That is why they will keep killing. Because you fools, you won't say anything. So they'll keep killing you. Yeah, the idiot opened his mouth and said, I feel he's begging to beg for cheap. Oh. Let me leave it there. 2001, massacre. 2011, the post-April presidential election. Remember, when 10 youth pop out from Biafra land, we are massacred alongside the numerous citizens because of Buhari. Buhari said, go and kill them. Al-Majid, they rose up and they killed. Nothing happened to him. After a while, they came and said, he's a reformed Democrat. Idiots who cannot reason. These are the people you want to call intellectuals. Elites. People who are devoid of common sense. A murderer and a killer. Buhari said, go and kill. I lost elections. Go and kill. They went out and they killed. He's a now reformed Democrat. You people are daft to the call. That is why I cannot stand an idiot from the zoo talking rubbish. I can't stand them, and they know it. 2011. Oh, you have forgotten when they bombed, was it 2005, when they bombed, George Bush bombed Taliban, and they killed us in Kenya as well. Anytime there is a problem with the between the West and the Islam in the Middle East, they kill the Afghan people in Kenya. They kill us, always. You want one Nigeria, and you're running from a fellow Nigerian, and you said that you are in the same country? Hey, 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 unbelievable. 2011, September 25, five people traders were shot dead at Madalama Market, outskirts of Abuja, on Thursday night between 7 and 8 p.m. According to the report, the government stormed Madalama Market and made straight to a shop, believed to be that of some Igbo traders, and ordered them to recite the Quran. When they could not recite the Quran, they were all shot dead. And I asked myself, what are your elites doing? What have they done? Nothing. They gave them some chicken change from Afarok. They buy their silence. They look at us, we are trying to save them. And they want to sell us. They think they can sell IPOB by writing rubbish, stupid statements. Look at your shame. This is the shame of the Buddhists. The shame of Biafra as a nation. They slaughter you at will. Kill you anyhow, any day, any time. Nobody is going to ask after you. Nobody will ask after you. Saboteurs everywhere. 2011, the signature bombing of Boko Haram. They chose a Catholic church attended by Igbo people in Madala and destroyed lives. We mourned, we wrote on social media, and everybody forgot. They said, hey, if you work very hard, if you build bridges, you who knows, you might become the next president. All of you idiots, you forgot what they have been doing to you. But tonight I'm reminding you. 2012, Mubi. Have you forgotten Mubi? The massacre in Adamawa. You have forgotten. One Nigeria. Ndara. 2012, 21st of January. 2012, 250 Biafrans were killed in a series of bombings by Islamic zealots in the zoo. In Kano, have you forgotten? You have, of course. Boko Haram claimed responsibility. Remember the bombing of the park? What is that park called in Abuja? The list is endless. In other words, Since we joined the zoo called Nigeria by force, of course, we have sustained how many attacks? I'm not going to talk about the one that came to my house and killed 28 men. 50 attacks. World publicized and well-known terrorist attacks. Organized, some of them disorganized. And you're talking about the presidency. You're talking about, I'm a proud Nigerian. You are in a zoo, you're a proud monkey. Ndara. Now listen, and for saying what I'm saying, for telling them that the zoo cannot stand, it must fall, it is hate speech. If you tell them that the foreigners are raping your mothers and taking your daughters, it is hate speech. But it was the same foreigner that paid their fellow foreigners to stop killing people. That is not hate speech. When they kill you, it's not hate speech. When they say no evil man can be president, it's not hate speech. How many of them have they prosecuted Anga Abdullahi? No, for the nonsense. That's beautiful, I imagine. They didn't. No, they can talk rubbish. This law is for you. From the South, if you don't know. In a democracy. As I said to them, that is why I don't touch saboteurs. I don't touch them. I don't give the order for them to be killed or to be hanged. Nothing. Because I'm setting an example. In Biafra land, there will be freedom of speech. You can walk up to the prime minister or president and tell them you are a fool. You're not doing very well. And nothing will happen to you. That is the Biafra we are going to build. Proper, genuine democracy. If you're upset about something, you go to court and sue for defamation or slander, whatever it is. As simple as that. Hate speech in a democracy. And what are they going to do? Maybe one civil rights movement will now rise up and write one garbage, one stupid article in the newspaper, and that's the end of it. And the idiots will continue in office. And I said to them, the only thing you need to do to bring all this nonsense to an end, remove the mask that Aisha's boyfriend is wearing. Simple and short, and it's over. Pull off the mask from his face, and it's over. All this charade is finished. And we're waiting for him. Let him come to abroad again. If they like, let them surround themselves with armored cars. The world is going to see the face of Aisha Buhari's boyfriend. We are going to pull off the mask from his face. We are going to risk our lives to do it. To shame an average animal in this zoo. All you Nigerians, we are going to shame all of you. I have not forgotten the Kanu massacre. Or the killing of Yoruba by Danjuma. And he was promoted as a result of it. And you are talking about one night. The one that Yoruba went, did he come back alive? Did Yoruba come back? Did heaven fall? They killed Yoruba. What happened? Nothing. You go there and they will kill you as well. Who is going to fight for you when you are there? Mad people everywhere. I allowed people to go and vote during Atiku and PTOB. For the simple reason that the same pressure I received, you can't make peace with Ohanaeze. Go allow them, let Ohanaeze, you work together. We have done it. You have today seen the disappointment. The same thing we said, let us show them that democracy doesn't work in this zoo. Did they not rig the election? They rigged it. So we have paid our dues. Rather say to them, no, you join us now to become free as a people. And we must be free. We have to be free. People keep asking, is there another measure? Of course it's a mistake. A very big mistake. That's what Britain did. And in Britain, Scotland, the people who are civilized, they want to be free from England. You, an animal in a zoo, nigger, created by the British, you want to be in one big area. Echoing the same thing that Britain had in mind when you were created. We want to build a big country we can control, basically. And then they too can now control other people. The same thing that the planners are doing to the industry against all of you, mad people. And let me tell you one, when I say another time against Christianity, God forbid I'm not, and I can never be. I am not, and I can never be. Now listen. Southern Kaduna killings. Christians declare 1 month prayer and fasting. I don't know who is more foolish. People who subscribe to this or this is double foolishness in a zoo. You are an animal in a zoo already, and on top of that, you're adding another stupidity on your head. When the Fulanis are coming to kill you, they are coming with prayer and fasting. Are they coming with the Quran? They come with AK-47 assault rifles. They come with their bombs. They come with their weapons to kill you. And you're telling me that you're declaring 1 month. Of course, we know that, of course, God does everything. God can do anything. We know that very well. But heaven help those that help themselves, isn't it? So, if by the time the British were coming to kill the Americans, that America you enjoy today is because they said no to Britain. So they'll just say, oh, let's go to the Bible and start reciting Ecclesiastes. Somehow, God will come from heaven and protect us. Life doesn't work that way. Sometimes, there are miracles. I'm not saying there are no miracles. There are miracles. If they're praying for that type of miracle, oh, well, I'm good. But 1 month, and as they're doing the 1 month of prayer and fasting, they'll come and kill them. Those who are doing 1 month prayer and fasting, Fulani Janja will come and kill them. Nobody holds Fulani responsible. They can do anything they like and get away with it. They can kill, they can pillage, they can massacre, they can do anything they like, and there is nothing any of you can do about it. And you are in Israel. You claim it's your country. And begging a fellow human being to make you president. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny, I ask? Zoological Republic. Mad people everywhere. Insane. Your eyes must open by fire and by force. We will keep teaching this, preaching this gospel until your eyes open, until your brain can open. Your skull will be cracked open and common sense buried in it. Buried in it. Because people are blind. They are blind. They have been killing you since 1945. Year after year, we are in Nigeria. One Nigeria, one Nigeria. Let's do it in Nigeria. Every year they kill you. Every year they kill you. Every blessed day year they massacre you. You look for one excuse to cover up your idiocy and your wickedness. That's thing about Sabo. Sabo always, Sabo has a draw where there are excuses for everything. If Fulani rapes Sabo's mother, he will blame the Okada for dropping the mother in a bad place. There is nothing on this earth that Sabo does not have an explanation for. For everything. Very sad indeed. You declaring 1 month prayer and fasting. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad, I'm telling you. Very, very sad. These are the people as they are. Listen, I struggle to understand this. I don't know. We are the people with the right strategy. Not the right. We are the ones that got it right. Because tell me why people will stay in a country where the Attorney General is corrupt, mired in corruption, everyone knows. EFCC is corrupt. IG of police is corrupt. And presidency is corrupt. Where are all these people from? They are all Fulani. Has that ever occurred to you before? Has that ever occurred to you before? They're all Fulani. Stealing all of you blind. Well, all you're interested in is presidency. We want is our turn. Oh my goodness. A list of corruption allegations against Malami. This is the idiot that was prosecuting me. This is the quota senior advocate of the Zoo that they made the Attorney General. Mired in corruption. In other words, the person prosecuting people is also corruption himself. This is that DJ saying, oh, and corruption fights back after they read that Jonathan. Look at him. All are Fulani. And you people, as foolish as you are, as daft as you are, as backwards intellectually as you are, all of these things are playing out in your eyes. And when people go to protest to say that what is happening is bad, you go, you are risking. And some of you wonder why Africa was colonized. Some of you wonder why white people came and took us as slaves. Some of you wonder why we are the poorest people in the whole world. Some of you wonder why we are the most backward race on this very earth. Look at it. Malami, Attorney General. And tomorrow somebody will call him Sam, senior advocate, Silk, Leonard Silk. But he's a thief. A bloody thief. Don't you see, Paul? And unbelievable. Nigeria's Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami, is in trouble following corruption allegations brought against him. He's a thief. If they arrest an armed robber or somebody they claim is the criminal, they parade the person, even without going to court. Despite the fact that the court have said many times, this very act is illegal. They don't, it's falling out. They don't know what rule of law is all about. This is a man who should be paraded by the police in Abuja for corruption. But nobody will talk. Only IPOB. Nobody will dare say a word because they will send their terrorists in uniform after you. And you claim you are in a democracy? You claim you are in a democracy. You people are insane indeed. A list of corruption. Allegations against Malami. The same list exists for the IG of police. The same list exists for the EFCC. Everywhere is corrupt. The same list exists for even Aisha Buhari, Her Excellency, the one now ruling the zoo through her mask-wearing boyfriend. Can she go to America? The answer is no. Aisha, because of Halliburton bribery scandal, do you think in America that they are going to take bribe from you to release you? No, you cannot. Aisha cannot travel to the USA. Aisha Buhari cannot go to America. If she goes to America, she will be arrested. She knows this very well. Now you understand, don't you? The zoo you are in, the react, somebody can wake up and say very proudly, I am a proud Nigerian. I'm proud. But shame will leave them and be shame. Their own shame will be shaming me. That's how foolish they are. That is how backwards they are. Attorney General is the thief. EFCC meant to persecute corrupt cases, they are corrupt themselves. The presidency is corrupt. Everybody is corrupt. All a soldier can do is to put starch on his stupid dirty uniform and go and arrest people who are protesting against iniquity. Black people in this UG. Mad, mad people everywhere. Diba-diba. Useless people everywhere. Maybe there should be prayer and fasting as well for so that corruption can go away. So that corruption can go away. Malami is corrupt. And you think that Malami, oh, let us go to the police. They're not parading people. I want the Nigerian police, the Nigerian police, why don't you parade the IGP of police? Adamu, Inspector General of Police, he himself is corrupt. The Nigerian police force has reacted to allegations of corruption and illegalities against the Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Adamu. They are also corrupt. Why don't you parade him? Because you parade people based on mere allegation. That's how you parade people. So why don't you parade the IG of police? Parade him as a suspect. That's what you call those you parade. Now that IG of police is a suspect, why don't you parade him in Abuja and call pressmen and say these are the crimes he committed? Because the lists are here. The crimes he committed, they are here. Why don't you parade him? Because you parade people without going to court to obtain a conviction. You see somebody merely just by being a suspect, you are liable to be paraded before the world press and the media, castigated. Your chances of proving your innocence diminished. Now that the IG of police has been accused of corruption, illegally raising millions of naira for construction of training school in Nasarawa, who is going to parade him in Abu? Who, which police command will parade him as a suspect? You know, because they don't read him very well. They don't know that when they were parading people all over the place, that the last same thing is going to catch up with them someday. It has now caught up with them. And what are they doing about it? What are they doing about it? Who is going to parade the Inspector Police? Now, having catalogued all these things, I keep asking our people, in which world, where on this earth, are you going to full wholeheartedly say you are a part, or you want to be a part of such a devilish demonic contraption? How is that going to be possible? I ask of you. How? The time now, by the way, to say that we are live is 10 minutes to 9, 10 minutes to the top of the hour, wherever you are. If you check your time now, that is the time. That is the time, wherever you are, regardless of where you are. That tells you all you need to know about the zoo. Zoological Republic. The reason why the zoo is collapsing is because the Fulani, the Janjaweed, are in charge. Nobody loves the place. Because if the Fulanis actually love the zoo, Nigeria, as they claim, as some of you foolishly believe they do, why would they be letting the place dry? Why would they go outside to import killers to come and kill people? Why would they pay those killers? Why would the Fulanis consciously set up Boko Haram ISIS in West Africa, which Buhari himself personally authorized the setting up of, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, and Saru and the Fulani headsman, Miyet Yala. Where on this earth, where on this earth can a group like Miyet Yala go to the presidency and they give them 100 billion naira? I ask you, where on earth can that happen? When Obasanjo was there, which group went to Obasanjo to grant 100 billion? When Jordan was there, who was given 100 billion? This is a terrorist group. In other words, the Zoo Nigeria gave money, 100 billion naira to a terrorist group to go and buy arms. That is the money they're using to buy land in your place. For some of you who don't know. For some of you who do not know. Only a, I'm telling you before God, only a saboteur can campaign for one Nigeria. Only somebody that hates our people. They say because you had a shop in Ubuzo and they're not. Because of one tiny chemist shop. And I'm asking you, don't Jews have business all over the world? One of the richest people in the world are Jews. Did that stop them from having Israel? You can live wherever you want to live in life. Anywhere you want. There are people living in China. There are Biafrans who are living in the USA. Third generation. There are fourth generation Biafrans who are living in Liverpool. In the UK. Yes, is Biafran part of, why don't you campaign for Biafran to be part of UK? You, because you have a shop somewhere in the north, because of that, we should be dying every year. Because you have a shop in the north, because of that, Fulani should come to our land and take over our land because of your stupid one Nigerian mentality. No, of course it's not going to work, and you know, we can't allow it to work. It can never work. So, that type of stupidity may have worked before the coming of IPOB. But now that we are here, it can never work. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. I want to see if some people can be lucky enough to get through this evening. I can only take maybe one or two calls. Just one or two calls alone. One or two calls on our normal line for those, because there are those, somebody said to me, oh, I have something very important to contribute. I have something to say. There is only, I want to let people understand that they can call only on one line today, please. And that line is plus one, that's the US line, plus 1-512-955-2807. I repeat, plus 1-512-955-2807. That is the only place I can take call this evening. I have somebody on the line. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Good evening to you. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Miles Chukwulu Obas. My name is Chukwulu Adama. I'm a port unit coordinator, Delta State.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, sir, I really want to appreciate you because in our direction. I have some reflection I want to share with you. Let me call it message.
Very briefly, you have 1 more minute. Boy, I think you 1 more minute. Very brief, 1 more minute, please. Go ahead.
It's all right. On 23rd February, I have a message when the Lord speak to me that there will be Biafra this year. And this year when I was praying, going through my prayers, then I have another message. And the message said to me that when I was asking in the realm of spirit why by now that I'm expected for it to be free, they said there is some ways to answer that need to be fulfilled. That most time when you preach, you say Jaffa is the last miracle. And that is what has been holding us in the realm of the spirit. So I'm just calling to appeal, because every word of a prophet, God always honor it, that you should know what to do about that word, please. Because we need to have our freedom. We cannot continue like this. Please, my leader, that's why I'm calling.
Thank you very much. I have heard you, and I'm going to do something about it. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much for that. I'm very grateful for that. And we shall do something about it, I assure you. Thank you. I have another caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from? His system wasn't down. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you turn your system down? Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Ecuador.
From Ecuador? Are you one of us in Ecuador?
Yes.
Please, your name. Give us your name again. Give us your name.
My name is Uchen Nachuku. Uchen. I'm from Abahani, Enugu State, Nkanu West, Enugu State.
Yes, please go ahead, we're listening. Go ahead.
Uchen Nachuku.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to thank you for the good work you are doing. We are so proud of what you are doing. I'm here in Ecuador trying to set up a family. They are having obstacles because the people on the ground here believe that they have an IPOB family, but it's a community forum. And I've done a lot, and the American reps help. We are still working. They are still very stubborn, believing that the IPOB, and I've given them all the details on what to do, how to become a full IPOB member. I'm hoping that by God's grace, by the name of Chukwuka Abiama, they will change their mind to join the family. And I would like to use this opportunity also to give them my number. Do all of them have it?
Are you is our American rep aware of this call that you're making? Have you been have you been appointed to issue your number live on air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ecuador.
He has.
For Ecuador, please go ahead.
Give us the number. Yes. 09848247 81. I repeat again, 09848247 81.
Thank you very much. This is for
the American rep is Ecuador.
Ecuador. Thank
American
you.
American rep is aware of
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. If you want to join us in Ecuador, that is the number to call, please. Very, very important. We are all over the world. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? I have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you're calling from? They're not saying anything. How can somebody call and not say anything? Amazing stuff. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Nandi, hello. DK.
Yes. Your name, please, and where you're calling from? Who?
Alma. Odogu Biafra. Odogu Biafra. Na Twitter.
Thank you. Can you
yes.
speak English?
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm just listening. Can you speak English?
Okay. I'm a Odogu Biafra. I'm based in UK. Because due to the nature of my job in Twitter, I don't want to give my name in the public because I'm hitting.
Make your point and move away from your listening device and make your point. Move away
from your listening device and make your point.
Go ahead.
Yes. What I'm saying is this. If we want Biafra in peaceful way, they don't want it. If you don't want it, we show them that God have already signed it. We show them that we are different from 1967 to 1970. We are different people. Biafra have everything it takes. Igbo people, we Biafra, we IPOB have everything it takes to get Biafra by force, by fire.
Okumara
is a small boy. Okumara is a small boy compared to what God has potential we have. So let them do it in peace for their own sake, not because of us. I'm telling you, the anger of what they did to us is still in our heart. The anger is still on us. So Okumara is a third player. So let them give us their fine peace. Because if they fail this year, believe me, Britain, nobody will have peace mind. Go to Britain, all of them. I'm telling you, we are all over the world. I'm telling you the truth.
That's what they're afraid of.
So
we're even in
they're just saying
more places.
Because they are a peaceful man. That's why they are playing this game. We have, they don't know that we have thousands or millions of Nandekalo more dangerous than you. They don't know. There's no problem. So this is what I want to say. Thank you so much, Amadika.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. They will know very soon. The caller on the line, can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on the line, can you hear me? No. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Turn your system down. Move away from your system. Turn it down and then you speak to me. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Ekike Emewu Abraham. I'm calling you from Mississippi, United States of America.
Ekike Emewu, you're calling from Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead.
I'm so happy to have got, you know, to get you on phone today. I've been trying to get you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. First of all, I want to quickly ask, is there any IPOB family around me here?
If you can't find one, you start one yourself. If you look around you, there is no IPOB, you start one yourself.
I'm the only Nigeria in this city I am. Yes, sir.
But we don't take calls. So that, anyway, your name is Ejike and you're a Nigerian. Is your father Fulani?
No, at all.
How can you be a Nigerian?
Where's
your father from?
Sorry, sir. I mean, we don't have any Biafran around me. So
okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You
bring Jamaicans and Native Americans into it. Go and get people together, or you ask for somebody to direct you to where we are, because I know we are in Mississippi. We have a family in Mississippi. We are in Mississippi. IPOB family in Mississippi. What you need to do is to try and make contact. Go to the U.S. forum. Go to IPOB in USA, it is there. Or Biafrans in USA on Facebook, and leave your number, inbox them, and then somebody will get back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, everybody. Well, God bless you. And God will always guide and protect you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And as usual, of course, our lines will crash. It normally does that all the time. The time now is approximately, actually, 3 minutes past 9 p.m. in the land of Biafra. And I wanted to make this program just a two-hour program today. Do not forget, we're going to come on air again on Friday morning just to take your calls. Just to take your calls on Friday morning. Now, people were complaining about 7 a.m. that is too early for them. So I don't know. People should try and write, is 7 a.m. okay or is it 8? Somebody was saying we should move it to 8 a.m. in the morning instead of 7. We'll try and see what happens. But for this week, we're going to start at 7, as always. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening this very day. A day of betrayal, once again. But a day we are resolved to continue to pursue the restoration of Biafra to its logical conclusion. And we intend to do that this very year. I'm not shifting from that. I want to thank you for listening this very evening. And for those who may not know, or for those who sometimes question the source of our fanaticism, it comes from the very fact that Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim is our God. From me, from here, it is good evening.